What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's been a minute, first of all.
Yeah, I feel like I was just in a whirlwind of, you know, a daze for the last 2 weeks.
Remember when we recorded, I don't know, a time or two ago, and I was like, oh, got a girlfriend, basically, you know, and Blake was like furious.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, I've been like hanging out with someone consistently. And then Maddie was like, oh, you have a girlfriend now. And I was like, hey, real quick, it's been 3 days. Relax on the girlfriend title.
Hey, but real quick, still girlfriend.
Hey, but real quick, let's call it what it is, right? Let's call it what it is. Let's go back.
Okay.
Right? You guys, hey, lesbians.
Yeah.
Let's take it back. Right. Let's take it back to
walk back with us.
Let's walk back
to the genesis of lesbian number one. Yeah. You know,
let's go back to what I like to call, what we like to call. Oh. What do we call it, Maddie?
Are we talking about a vacation ship?
We're talking about a vacation ship. We're not talking about a.
First of all, TM. Trademark. That's my word.
Hey, let's say it one more time together. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Vacation ship. Okay. It's not a situationship.
Yeah.
It's not a relationship. It's not a friendship.
Right, friendship. Yeah.
It's nothing but a vacation ship.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what the fuck I'm talking about, what Madison meant when she trademarked vacation shipped. I'm about to fucking break it down for you. All right, you fucking lesbian. I'm about to break it down for you. Because not only have I been the victim of gaslighting, I've also been the victim. And not also on top of that, not only have I been the victim of gaslighting, of a victim of TikTok, lesbian TikTok. I've been a victim of all of it, bro.
Right, yeah. You're struggling a little bit.
Oh, low yeah.
Key. Low key.
Low key.
Not to kind of low key slam you, but like.
High key slam?
Struggle bus, a little bit.
Struggle fucking bus, right? Yeah. And I say to myself, day after day after day, right? Hey, Blake, don't be naive, right? Uh-huh. Don't be naive to the gaslighting. Don't be naive to the googly lovey-dovey eyes. Uh-huh. Don't be naive to the text messages, to the fucking thirst traps.
Right.
Do not. Go down that rabbit hole of lesbian trap. Don't do it to yourself. But then guess what?
It happens.
It happens. And 2 weeks later, I look back and I say, hey.
What the
fuck was that? And we're driving.
Where the fuck have I been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
And you know where I was, you guys? Uh-oh. I was on a vacation ship.
On fucking planet Jupiter,
right.
Not on Earth is where you were.
Right. And I said to Madison today, right? Mm-hmm. I said, I know I've been gone for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I said, hey, how's it been having a girlfriend all of a sudden? Low key, but high key. But like, I come home and you're never home. So.
But guess what?
Yeah.
I'm back, baby.
Oh!
I'm fucking back, clear-headed, doing my shit, back in the game.
A.K.A. got broken up.
A.K.A. Hey, hold on. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Right?
Really quick.
I met vacation ship. Let's call her. What are we going to call her? Oof. Are we going to
call her?
Let's call her vacation ship.
Right.
Are we going to just call her that?
Let's just,
the vacation ship.
Yeah.
Right? Knowing me, I like trauma. I like drama.
Right.
So knowing that this bitch was going to leave, I was like, hey.
Hell yeah. Sign me the fuck up.
Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because, hey, we can do a little funsy Sunday Funday for a couple weeks, and then you're going to be out of here.
Right. And you're pretending like, oh, it's all cool. We're just friends. We're just making out. Like, it's fine. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. And then.
And then, ooh, you get the text, right? Then you get the reminder.
Right.
That this girl, she's just on a vacation ship. She's on a quick trip to LA.
Right.
And oh, baby girl, you're not that fucking special,
You know what? She's trying to hit every fucking landmark in LA that you possibly can. I mean, and in it, as quickly of amount of time as possible, like straight up. Like literally, we're going here. We're going there. We're at the top. We're at the bottom.
We're going to the Hollywood sign. Yeah. We're going to the fucking Third Street Promenade. We're going to Malibu. We're going to Zuma. We're going to Point Doom. We're going to the Dodger game. We're going to every fucking landmark that LA has to offer before I get the fuck out of LA. And if a hot girl like me, a 15, wants to come along, no brag. If a 15 like me wants to roll for a week or two, let's fucking do it, baby girl. When you get a little too caught up, you got to pump the fucking brakes. Right. So once again, I've learned another lesson, you guys. Okay. I learned another fucking lesson.
The lesson is
that just because someone is here on vacation, right? And you meet this bitch and you feel like you have a connection, remember, it's a vacation ship.
Right.
So the reality of your lives together, when she goes back to reality of her life and you go back to reality of your life, the relationship that you're making up in your head.
It never existed.
It never existed. Because this is really just a vacation ship.
I mean, because it's easy to like, if you're just going out, absolutely slamming shots, hitting every landmark in LA that you possibly can, hanging out with like a hot girl, of course you're going to fall in love. What the fuck? Like, that's a recipe for I am in love with you. You know what I mean?
Right. The first night, right? Think about it like this. You're at home chilling. You're doing your thing, right? We go out. We stay up till 6 a.m. drinking, having fun, doing all the things, having a great fucking time. Uh-huh. And then the next morning, it hits 11 a.m. and I go, wow, that was a great night. And then I go, wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let's take it back. Let's take it back.
Yeah.
Hold on. So a realistic relationship, right? Sure. You wouldn't stay up till 6 o'clock in the morning having sex all night and taking shots all night.
Had to throw that in.
Sorry. Sorry. Not sorry. No, not sorry.
Did it on purpose.
And then you go, hold on. Is that real?
I mean.
And then you go, hold on. Alcohol's fun. Going out to all the bars in West Hollywood is fun. But is that a sustainable lifestyle unless you're a piece of shit degenerate? And obviously, the answer is a big fat no, right?
Right.
But when you're on vacation, you do whatever you want, right?
I mean, it's time for the Abbey Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, might I add, you know?
Right. Also, not to add in the fact, right? When you're on a vacation and you don't really know that many people in that city and you cling on to someone that you actually get to know that you're like, you get along with, that you're homies with, that you also maybe you kind of want to fuck, right? You do fuck.
Right.
Then you're kind of like in this state of like a bubble, right? You're kind of like, oh, okay, I got to LA. I'm not from here, but let's do the thing. Let's hang out. And then a week later, you realize, oh, wait a second. There are multiple other lesbians in Los Angeles. It's not just this one 15. There's multiple other 15s in this city. So why on earth? And look, playing devil's advocate here, I'm the one that got burned, but let me just make this very clear, okay?
Right.
If I'm coming here to LA and I'm on a vacation ship or a vacation and I see 115, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, bet. Like, let's go, right? But then I see maybe 10 other 15s on a night off when this other girl and I are not hanging out.
A night off from the vacation ship.
Then you go, oh.
Oh, look at me.
Look at me.
Look at all this shit I could have.
And you realize there's all these other girls. Why would you stick to one?
I mean,
imagine. And then here I am, right? Here I am just in my humble abode, living my life in my hometown.
In the hills.
Right. You know, looking out my window, seeing the trees, the hummingbirds, the butterflies, you know, all the things. But, you know, it's normal for me. And then I realize, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're on a vacation. So I'm not that special, right? So what happens next? And this is a very strategic moment. I want you guys to really take this part in.
Okay. Pens and pencils out.
Right. Okay. So I'm here, right? I go on a date with this girl. You go through all this, right? You guys are both kind of in a daze because, hey, if you forgot, we're lesbians. So you tell yourself, hey, I'm not going to catch feelings. I'm not going to catch feelings for this bitch because she's new, because she's hot, because we have chemistry. You tell yourself.
Right.
You tell yourself going into that date, I know you're a fuckboy and I'm not going to subject myself to the fuckboyery.
Right. You think that you're above it.
I'm above it.
You've like got it enough to be like, oh, this can't faze me. This isn't going to get through me.
I'm 29 fucking years old. Okay? I'm 29 years old. I've been through the fuckery. Okay? I've seen it through and through.
Right.
And to this day, I can call it from 8 miles away. But did I still get sunk into it? Did I still drown? Did I still fall for it?
Absolutely slammed.
And the answer is yes. Of course I did. Yeah. Right? Of course I did.
Right.
And then you get the text, right? You get the text. You get the, hey, I'm on a vacation ship.
Yeah.
And I'm in LA for maybe 2 weeks more. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that we should continue doing this because, hey, sex complicates everything. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing right now, it just complicates everything. Yeah.
It's going to become more than like what we're able to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. So then you get the text, right? You get, hey, I'm on a vacation. I'm in LA for a few more weeks. There's many other 15s in LA. You were one of them. Great.
See you the fuck later.
And then you go, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. I forgot this is what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And then you get the, do you still want to be friends? What do you do?
I mean, not to quote Drake on this fucking podcast,
but to quote him,
no new friends. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking good on friends at this point, right? Like, I'm at just like the stage of my life where I'm good on friends.
Okay, let's call that point out for 1 second. Okay. I want to know the reality of this. Okay.
Right.
You're a lesbian. Okay. Yes. Madison, whoever the fuck you are listening, you're obviously a lesbian. If you're not, sorry, I just labeled you. Fucking kill me. Okay. And you are hooking up with someone, whatever, even if you have one night with them where you're like, oh, we connect sexually and like you guys have chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next day you want to get the, do you want to be friends text, right? And then you go out with them.
Right.
Like, let's pretend for a second that you believe that that's actually a possibility, right? After you've like already decided that you guys aren't clearly just friends.
Right.
What's the reality of that? What does that look like?
Right.
So let's say you go out, Maddie, with a girl.
Okay.
And you guys have clear chemistry. You guys hook up, whatever. And then you get the let's be friends text.
Yeah.
When you guys go out, let's say you say, yeah, cool, let's be friends.
Sure.
You go out the next night.
Yeah.
You go out the next weekend. You're drinking. You're hanging out. What does that look like realistically?
Realistically, that's not on the fucking table,
right?
You know, well, here's the one of the two options. One option, it's not real. I'm still gonna make out with you. You know what I mean? And you're gonna make out with me because I know that that's what's going on. You know, number two, I pretend like I never fucking met you.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Number two, like you're the last person on the list. You're the last person in this brain. You know what I mean?
That's
because
right.
It just like, either you are or you aren't, and if you aren't, cutting the fuck off.
That's exactly right. So here's the deal. You say let's be friends because you want to be courteous. You want to have the PC answer of let's be friends.
Sure. Yeah, you're like, yeah, bet, sure.
Yeah, sure, let's be friends, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is like we already established that we're not really just friends.
No.
The thing is, but you're not...
Yeah.
You're not my friend.
Bye.
You're not my friend.
Yeah.
You were my friend in... that circumstance, you were my friend, like we had chemistry and we hooked up and all of that, but like it's all a bundle package. Listen, call me crazy, but I'm a black and white bitch. If I meet you and I like you and we vibe and we hook up and we have chemistry, that's what we are.
Right.
And if we hook up if we hang out and we don't hook up and we're friends and we're homies, that's what we are.
Yeah.
And it's never fucking changing.
Yeah.
So to get the let's be friends text after such a clear, you know, whatever the fuck vacation ship that was, short answer, nah, we're not going to be friends. And guess what? You know that. You know that.
Yeah.
So I mean, don't hit me. Yeah. So don't hit me with the let's be friends text. So call me crazy. But again,
yeah,
it's black and fucking white. Right. Once you have that feeling for someone, once you have that relationship with someone, yeah, you can't just go, oh, hey, we're going to be homies
yeah
now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you do have that feeling, right? If you're sitting there saying, no, I can do that, I'd like to hear how. You know, maybe I'm just too emotional. Maybe I'm too crazy. Yeah. Maybe I'm just one of those bitches that just can't really fucking do that, you
yeah
know?
Yeah.
And that's why I was hesitant to do it from the jump, because I was like, well, you know, maybe like I shouldn't do this because I can anticipate that you're going to try to fuck every girl in LA and I don't really want to be involved. I'd rather sit on the sidelines and like see you through this and then be your homie. But then, you know, feelings, alcohol, whatever, yeah, shit happens. So that's what happened, right?
Right. Okay. So you've returned from the vacation ship.
Yeah. So now the vacation ship has come to a halt.
Okay. The last couple of weeks, I came home several times and you weren't fucking home. And I was like, hello? Like, you know, like that's not normal. That never happens, you know? Like, and so, yeah, you're not like, it's almost like you're like not present, you know, you're not present to, yeah, fucking reality and current existence and like what is right in front of you because you're somewhere else, like consumed by this other person and the other life.
Well, to play devil's advocate here, I thought of it as a vacation ship as well. I thought of it as a vacation ship in the sense that I knew in the back of my mind that this bitch was going to leave in like 2 weeks, right? So I knew that from the jump. So I said to myself, I justified it in my head as like, oh, she's fucking leaving. So like I can hang out with her, have fun for a couple weeks and then like she's out.
Yeah.
So like I didn't think of it as like a long-term thing. I don't think of it as a long-term thing. I didn't. So I justified that like me kind of just like doing it every day yeah kind of thing or like planning shit around it mm-hmm for a couple weeks because I was like, oh, this is just like a temporary thing. You know what
right
I mean?
Right. Yeah, I get that. But your feelings aren't temporary. You yeah found like kind of not temporary feelings, which is where you're sitting now of like feeling like, hello, like what the fuck, you
right
know?
I mean, I'm sitting on my fucking podcast talking to you guys about this vacation ship, realizing that I tried. From the very fucking beginning,
yeah,
right? You meet someone on vacation and you realize, okay, this is going to be very short-lived, but you still do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because it still feels good. It feels right, whatever. Right. So you do it. And then, you know, it ends. Yeah. And it honestly goes to show, like, part of the reason too, it's kind of like the long distance. Like, why? I feel like this is a trend with lesbians too. Uh-huh. Choosing someone that is far away from you.
Uh-huh.
Like, almost on purpose. Oh, like, choosing, okay, like, why are so many of you long distance? Hey, choose someone in your town. We went to, so tonight, right? We went to,
oh my God, yeah,
one of our best friends. She's going on tour with none other,
I mean,
than the infamous.
The world fucking wide.
World fucking wide.
Mr. 303.
Himself. And it's Pitbull.
305, fuck me.
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
She's going on tour with Pitbull yeah and Iggy Azalea for yeah like 3 months. So we had like her going away dinner tonight. So we're going on, she's going on tour, right? And then she has people over for dinner. We're all hanging out, saying goodbye to her, whatever. And she has none other than like 10 friends over.
Yeah.
Okay, if that, those six friends yeah over, including Maddie and me. And one of them, I'm telling this story, right? I'm talking about how I'm like vacation ship, whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, this bitch lives in another country.
Let's start there. First of all, just moved here literally within the last week from Australia.
She moved here from Australia. I'm not talking about Ohio. I'm not talking about Florida. I'm not talking about New York. I'm talking about another fucking country.
Another fucking continent.
Another continent. This girl is sitting right yeah next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my lifelong friends about a vacation ship that I've gone through for the last 2 weeks. And the lesbian sitting right next yeah to me yeah goes, I know that girl.
Oh, I hung out about so-and-so.
Are you talking about so-and-so? I hung out with her last week and I go,
Of course you did.
At this point, I'm not even shocked by it. We're in Los Angeles, a city of over 10 million people. Yeah. And I'm at a dinner and the girl sitting next to me knows the fucking girl I'm talking about that is from another continent. Do you understand me? Another continent. And if you can't can escape the lesbian circle. You could go to another continent. The circle's still just small. You know?
The circle follows you. I mean, it's the same fucking circle.
There are still four lesbians. Yeah. Not only in Los Angeles, but in the entire universe.
Worldwide throwback to Pitbull.
Yeah. So that's that. Anyway, so, you know, that was a fun vacation ship. Yeah. It's over now. Mm-hmm. We're back. We're here. Back. We're present.
You know, recording regularly.
We're back.
I mean, you know, it's been a journey that we've both been on.
It's been
fun. You know what I mean? You guys are here with us.
Yeah.
There's going to be some ups. There's going to be some downs.
Yep.
There's going to be some weeks where we're really fucking on it.
Yeah. Still flying solo. And you know what?
Fuck.
Let's fucking keep it that way. Holy fuck.
I might be trying to stay this way for Evs.
Dude, straight up.
For Evs low key.
Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, let's go on another date. So what? So I can fall in love with someone? So I can like you and then you peace out or I peace out? Fuck that. We're just doing it for the content.
Next time somebody asks me to go to dinner, I'm going to be like, for what?
For what?
I mean, why?
And for what?
What are we doing?
For what? Do you mean? And for what? She's like, a drink? You're like, and for what? She's like, all right, fuck you.
Hey, can I just like bring you ice cream just like for fun?
For what?
Huh? What the fuck? excuse me? Are you sure? Right person?
All right, you guys, I'm going to bed in my bed alone, okay. Single, happy as ever.
Sweet. I mean, tomorrow morning when you all are still asleep, I'll be fucking cranking some donut dough. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be in Malibu tomorrow to retrieve a donut from Madison, my co-host, the chef of the household. All right, you guys, let us know about your vacation trips because I know you've had them. Yeah. I know you had them.
If you're the one on vacation, if you're the one that's in the town in which the vacationer is coming, we want to know both sides.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you on the next one. Yep. Follow us on Instagram. And you know the deal.
Oh, here she goes.
Blake_Aaron_. Follow, subscribe, share with your friends.
You know what I have nightmares?
Your mom, your aunt, your grandma.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Tell them. Your mom, your aunt, your grandma, your sister, your cousin, your teacher.
Right.
Whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
You have nightmares about what?
I have nightmares about your Blake_Aaron_.
Blake_Aaron_ and Madison
fucking boring ass.
Madison Howe. All right, we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.